Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Do you like to invent things? Maybe you invent fanciful things that are just fun and whimsical. Or maybe when you see a problem, you try to invent something that will solve that problem. Today, we will learn about an inventor who was always on the lookout for a problem and ways that he could solve them. Frederick McKinley Jones was born on May 17, 1893 in Cincinnati, Ohio. His father was Irish and his mother was black. His childhood was not easy. By the time Frederick was 7 years old, his mother had deserted him and his father. It was difficult for Frederick's father to hold down a job and care for his young son. Eventually, Frederick's father sent him to live at a rectory in Covington, Kentucky. Here, he was cared for by a Catholic priest. When Frederick was 9, his father passed away. This left Frederick an orphan. He stayed on at the rectory for 2 more years, but ran away around the age of 11. As a teen, Frederick supported himself by doing odd jobs. He was quick to pick up automotive repair skills. He spent his free time reading, even though he had not completed his schooling. At 19, Frederick took a job on a farm in Holick, Minnesota. Here, he repaired and maintained the farm equipment, learning enough to be granted an engineering license. World War I broke out, and Frederick enlisted in the Army. Here, he used his mechanical knowledge to rewire the electrical, telephone, and telegraph systems at his base camp. He also made repairs to military equipment. When the war ended, he returned to Minnesota. He was known around town for his saxophone playing and passion for car racing. He designed many things during this time, including a portable X-ray unit, personal radios, surgical instruments, and even a transmitter for the local radio station. In the 1920s, Frederick worked for Joseph Numero to improve the sound in motion pictures. In 1939, Frederick was granted his first patent for his movie ticket machine. This machine automatically dispensed tickets to moviegoers and gave them their change from the ticket purchase. Frederick is most famous for his work in mobile refrigeration. In 1935, after Numero mentioned he needed a truck that was able to keep food cold, Joseph began working to solve that problem. He designed a portable refrigeration unit that could be used in food trucks. He received a patent for this machine as well. Together with Numero, he founded the U.S. Thermal Control Company. Frederick adapted his machine for use on boats and trains as well. During World War II, their company was heavily involved in transporting food, medicine, and blood. Frederick also invented air conditioning units for field hospitals, where wounded soldiers were cared for. The company came to be worth millions. In 1944, Frederick became the first black member of the American Society of Refrigeration Engineers. He was also the first black man awarded the American National Medal of Technology. He was also inducted into the Minnesota Inventors Hall of Fame. Over the course of his lifetime, he was awarded over 60 patents, most in the area of refrigeration. Frederick passed away at the age of 67 on February 21st, 1961.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.